This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hide and seek.
Ooh, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good.
Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9. You are on Hide and Seek, as you are every Thursday between 9 and 11. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Avi Miller.
Hello.
We still haven't come up with a name for you yet.
No, I did go by Ivy Warbanger
for
briefly.
A couple of shows, yes.
Yes, but that wasn't true to my self. Yes. So I am taking suggestions for, you know, if Andrew's the apprentice, then what am I?
Yes, 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au. Now, next weekend, the 15th to the 17th of November, is the second Out in the Open Festival, which has... It's a festival to celebrate our diverse rainbow communities and build a more inclusive community in Greater Shepparton. And the coordinator of the festival is Mr. Damien Stevens. Good evening, Damien.
Good evening.
How are you?
Well, we have about a week, 8 more sleeps to go. the gayest of gay to Shepparton for a weekend away. I can't wait.
Do you have a little advent calendar where you're tearing off the dates?
Similar. I have a big chart in my office. It's a huge one of those wall calendars, and each day I cross off a day and panic a little bit more.
Now, this is the second Out in the Open Festival. Why did you decide to start this festival?
All right. So we have been working here in the region for many years, but in a more full-time capacity in the last few years, supported by the Department of Health with funding to look after young people right across Greater Shepparton. And so with that work has come a groundswell, if you like, of a lot of really enthusiastic young people and older people from our queer community who really wanted to do something that was more visible. Being, you know, isolated in a regional area and only having the occasional coffee night or steak night or movie night with friends, which is really valuable and really important, just wasn't quite enough. And so a committee was formed and they decided that, you know, if Midsummer can do it in Melbourne and Chill Out can do it in Daylesford, I think Yak and Dander, they did spring migration, why not do something in Shepparton as well?
That's a great transition, isn't it? I mean, if you look back in the time you've been up there, if going back, you know, 5-10 years, do you think that this wouldn't have happened 5-10 years ago?
No. I moved up here about 11 or 12 years ago when I was 22. I'm 33 now, and when I moved here, there wasn't much happening at all. You know, there was the diversity group running, which was a monthly support group for young people. But since then, more and more groups, social groups, PFLAG groups, and now this festival have slowly grown to really have created a vibrant community within Shepparton. It's great.
And do you see this also potentially as an outreach to, you know, the Greater Shepparton non-rainbow communities? I mean, I remember I was up there last year and it was a nice, great, vibrant day to give a little bit of visibility as opposed to hiding away in somebody's house or in a restaurant somewhere.
That's very true. And I think the reason we have really branded this festival as celebrating community diversity rather than a gay and lesbian festival is for exactly that reason. Shepparton is very diverse when it comes to our culturally and linguistically diverse communities, for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. And everyone here from those communities is in a similar situation where there is bullying, there is discrimination, there is isolation, vulnerable people who really need to pull together to support and celebrate diversity I suppose, in a broader way. And really, this festival, although the underlying theme is about LGBTI equality and inclusion, it's really always been promoted as a festival for the whole community to come together in the Queen's Gardens, especially on Carnival Day, and celebrate that diversity and togetherness.
Now, I was up last year, as I mentioned, and looking at the program this year, it seems much, you know, you've gone to 3 days. there's a lot on.
Yes.
What was the reaction and what was the community response to last year's festival?
Yeah, it's doubled, basically. So we had about 5 or 6 events last year, and this year we have about 11.
Yeah.
So that speaks for itself. Last year, in the lead-up, there was all of the local media on board, really heavily promoting and really supportive of this festival, as have many welfare organisations and groups who've travelled this, 10 or 15 year journey with us about really supporting young people to help reduce self-harm and suicide and all of the horrible stuff that happens. And this year, we have not been short of finding supporters, sponsors, and even stall holders for Carnival Day. I think almost every welfare and community organisation has a stall on Carnival Day. You know, we've got support and sponsorship from so many local businesses who want to promote their services in our gig guide and simply really, showcase to our queer community here and abroad. People can come to Shepparton, for tourism and really just make it great, everyone there. It's great. Mm.
Yeah, and speaking of people who will be on stage, we've had an SMS on 0427JOY9 from 949 from the gorgeous Dolly Diamond.
I bet you have.
Who is so looking forward to hosting Art in the Open. She's going to be on stage for 6 hours, apparently. she's loving the show. She listens once a year. So I'm so glad she decided to tune in tonight.
Thank you, Dolly.
Yes. We are terribly flattered. We know you tuned in for Damien, but we'll take the applause.
Yes. So Friday, what's happening Friday? You've got a forum happening all day at the GV Hotel. What's that about?
Okay, so that forum is called Outside the Square, including same-sex attracted, intersex, trans and gender diverse young people. It's a long name. We've just called it Outside the Square. And so the reason it's called that is that we really wanted to provide teachers, welfare workers, the broader community, even retailers, some very simple, resources and ways that they can be more inclusive in their reception areas, in their shops, in their schools, and really be creating a safer space for everyone. And so the forum will have keynote speakers, Tania Thompson from the LGBTI Health Alliance, to really talk about, across Australia, where we're at with LGBTI health. Daniel Whithouse, from a regional and rural perspective. You might know Daniel, travels Australia, 38-week tour, and a lot of other professionals during the day, really helping not the people who do all of the welfare work in our town, who are kind of already inducted into this LGBTI inclusion stuff, but really trying to capture the broader community who really are just dipping their toes in the water. They know they want to be more aware, they know they want to be more inclusive, but instead of putting people in boxes and outside that square that is the CBD of Melbourne, gay people exist too. And so basically we're just having this forum that's free for everyone to come along and learn what it means to be more inclusive.
And having that, having retailers, for example, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever done that before, have they? Having that sort of community engagement is just
an outreach
is just fantastic.
Yeah, and we have worked in the last 4 years in that capacity right across, throughout the diversity project, and that's what we're funded to do. So this carnival fits in really well with that. This carnival is run entirely by volunteers and not funded by the Department of Health, but certainly all of the work that we've done and put into broadening and strengthening those relationships in the community, in schools, as well as in some retail shops, is why these people are so keen to get involved. It's really, really, really great.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're speaking to Damien Stevens about Out in the Open Festival, happening between the 15th and 17th of November. We'll be back to talk about Carnival Day and what's happening on the Sunday right after this.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and RV Miller. And we're chatting to Damien Stevens, the coordinator of the Out in the Open Festival in Shepparton on 15th, 16th and 17th of November. Now, Damien, the Carnival Day is taking up most of this Saturday. What's happening at Carnival Day? What do you got going on?
A full lineup of entertainers, both local and, shall we call Dolly international, just to make her feel good?
Yes. Oh, yes. No, she's been across the border to New South Wales.
Awesome. But, yes. Dolly is hosting the day for the whole 6 hours, like you said, and she will be performing a couple of numbers. But we also have our local, Rhubarb Rouge, who will be doing a couple of numbers.
Very nice.
And have you ever heard of Frankie? Hang on, I better get this name right. No. Barry. Well, I can't even remember his name. There's a drag king coming too. Barry Brightside. That's what it is. Barry Brightside. There'll be a drag king there. But we've really, and this is our focus for Carnival Day, tried to engage and bring the whole of the Greater Shepparton community into our Carnival Day. And so we have lots of local performers, local bands, really getting a good Shepparton flavour to the day of entertainment as well. So you might even see some stars in the making.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've got a youth dance party later on. And then what's the Gregory Awards 40th anniversary concert? What's that about?
Okay, all right. So this is another element that we added to this festival. We often find that when we do festivals or things, events on the same weekend, so many other arts groups and organisations are running events at the same time, and we end up competing with each other for the same audiences. And so what we have got as part of our festival after the forum that we just spoke about is a dinner and movie on the Friday night, but instead of putting on like a big dance party and drag show and all of that on the Saturday night, what we've chosen to do and promote is what you just called the Georgie Awards and 40th anniversary performance celebration. What that is taking the theatre groups from right across Greater Shepparton, all of the theatre groups, and putting all of them on stage for one evening of entertainment, showcasing the best songs out of the best musicals from right across the region in the last 12 months. And the performers get awards for being the best actress. It's a bit like the Logies, really. and what better?
Have you got a gold sparkly jacket for the evening?
It's being made currently, no. No, but my point is that there is so much already happening across Shepparton that is so rich with diversity and such talent that we thought, why put on another event? Why not partner with another organisation, which is a whole lot of theatre organisations, and showcase the talent we already have here?
So, and that's a great way to bring the community together, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly why we've done it.
And it allows your community to experience other communities. The nice thing is that it exposes the breadth of talent and the breadth of culture that's available in the Shepparton area as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now, after a short night's sleep, everyone's up bright and early and doing a flag raising at Uniting Care. And then in the afternoon, you've got an Equal Love Rally happening.
We do. This is pretty exciting. This is Shepparton's first Equal Love Rally. Which is, like I said, very exciting. Albury had their second one a few weekends ago, and we went up there for that and got lots of tips. But, we're having our first Equal Love Rally, and we're adding a mid-spring vows commitment ceremony to the end of that as well. So we have a local celebrant. We even have a local cake maker making a five-tiered awesome cake to celebrate the day, and we are inviting couples, even straight couples, gay couples, bi, trans, everybody to really just come along on that day for the commitment ceremony and celebrate their relationships and their love, but certainly for the rally to come along be vocal about their desire to promote the cause, the marriage equality cause.
Can we have cake if we don't commit?
Of course. There's 5 tiers of cake, love. No,
everybody gets a piece of cake.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not sure how much commitment I have, but I have cake.
So, look, Shepparton is only 3 hours up the road from Melbourne. I know quite a few people, Joysters, are heading up there for the festival. accommodation would be almost sold out across the town, wouldn't it?
There is a few places that are available, but you are right, it is close to being sold out because this same weekend there is a triathlon in town.
Hello.
Lots of lycra lining the streets.
You could have put that on the front of the program.
Way to bury the lead, Damien.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, so everyone needs to get up to Shepparton, book their trip up there. Friday, the 15th of November, it kicks off, but right across the weekend, right through to late Sunday afternoon, and a nice quick trip back to Melbourne.
That's great. And even if you can only make it up for Carnival Day, it really isn't a long 3 hours. It's probably just over 2 hours from, you know, the northern suburbs of Melbourne. And if you come along for Carnival Day only, you'll be up here by mid-morning and home by dinner time. So Saturday the 16th, come on up, join us for Carnival Day.
Great day out. Thank you so much, Damien, for joining us on Hide and Seek, and all the best for the Out in the Open Festival.
My pleasure. The details are outintheopen.org.au.
Well done.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dr. George joining us right after this.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.